Okay, the turkey and dressing maybe dryer disappeared by now, but the season also sees a celebration of another distinctly American treat, the moon pie. Maybe I should say moon pie. The snack food that began as a coal miner's treat is still being made in its original bakery, and all they need is a jingle from B.J. Lederman, who writes our theme music to celebrate the moon pie's 100th birthday. Melanie Peoples has this appreciation.
Once upon a time, the moon pie was just a snack cake you bought at the country store. Just a humble sandwich of graham crackers with marshmallow filling and a waxy coating of chocolate. But today, 100 years after the first one rolled out of the bakery, it has slipped the surly bonds of the snack food industry and transcended into a cultural icon of the South.
Give me an RC Cola and a moon pie and play maple on the hill.
Big Bill Lister sang about it back in 1951, but he's far from the only one to memorialize it in art. Andy Warhol had his soup cans, but when folk artist Howard Finster turned his eyes to the moon pie, he created art out of love, an homage to the birthplace of the little round-faced pie. This is where it all happens, at the Chattanooga Bakery in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Marketing director Tori Johnston stands next to the conveyor belt.
Here we have what's called the Enrober. So this is sort of our little Willy Wonka moment where we are, the entire row of mini moon pies are now falling underneath or proceeding underneath this waterfall of chocolate.
They can make more than a million moon pies a day here. And like any great legend, the moon pie mythos has been handed down in the great oral tradition.
I tell the story like it was told to me.
Sam Campbell IV is the president of the Chattanooga Bakery, which has been in his family for five generations and is still owned by the Campbells. Word has it, an enterprising salesman at the bakery is responsible for it.
When he went up into Appalachia to try to sell some of the products from the bakery to the coal miners, they said, "We don't want anything that you're selling. We want something that's big and round and filled up with marshmallow, and it needs to be covered in chocolate." And then they framed the moon with their hands and said it needs to be as big as the moon.
It was an astronomical hit. And though it is most beloved and consumed by those living in the South, they are actually sold in every state of the Union. You just have to look a little harder in some places than others. Across the Tennessee River in downtown Chattanooga, it's the main attraction at the Moon Pie Store.
So you can get a double-decker, you can get a single-decker. They have the mini ones, you know, the smaller ones, and then they have all the different flavors. I personally like the vanilla or the chocolate.
That's Carrie Crow. She was born and raised in Chattanooga. She even put moon pies in her wedding gift baskets to guests. But today, she's brought friends.
I am Karen Hills, and I am visiting Carrie. I'm from Minneapolis.
So of course, they made the pilgrimage to the moon pie store. Karen, from Minneapolis, has never even seen one for sale before. Crow tries to prepare her.
It tastes like a s'more, but not hot, and more mushy. So it's
the mushy,
gushy delightfulness of the South.
Karen allows me to record her first bite. She goes traditional and tries chocolate.
It's like a soft vanilla wafer.
Oh yeah,
a little
okay.
The white part is marshmallowy. Mm-hmm.
Some people might call that heavenly. Karen decides to buy several boxes of them to take back to Minnesota.
I'm going to share most of them.
Because Karen, having finally seen the light, must spread the good word.
I'm having a group of women at my house next Monday, and they are going to have moon pies. We are going to have that for some of our treat.
Like Marco Polo bringing noodles to Italy, she will bring moon pies to the Minnesotans in her bridge club. Maybe they'll even sing. Happy birthday, Moon Pie. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples in Chattanooga.